Hogan by Kurt Sampson. This book is read by Tom Parker. Introduction. Ben Hogan hit golf balls until his hands bled. How many hundreds of times did I hear that when I was a kid? The first time I heard it must have been at the overgrazed public course a few miles from our house. One of the regulars, Ed Romito or Bernie Washko or Jim Lucina, or the pro, Bill Schoaf, would spot me as I walked from the rock-strewn practice range to the putting green, a putter in one hand, a Mr. Frosty root beer in the other, and three or four of my best balls in my back pocket. They knew I was mesmerized by golf. They all smoked. "You know," Ed or Bernie or Jim or Bill would say, exhaling blue clouds, "Hogan used to hit balls until his hands bled." The Christ-like image of bleeding hands on a golf club hit me and stuck, a fly on the mental flypaper of a 14-year-old boy. What manner of man or madman or masochist or golf messiah would torture himself like that? Should golf be practiced until it hurt? I began to believe it should. Blood seeped from my knuckles as I hit more and more balls. Not really such a big deal, as I bleed easily. But I got the attitude, too. I became, I thought, cold, implacable, unflappable, a golf ball-hitting machine. Hogan still hits the ball better than anyone else in the world, the four wise men told me, clicking shut their Zippos, blowing their smoke. But he can't putt. I couldn't either. Yesterday, 29 years later, I hit balls with Ben Hogan's clubs. It felt like clacking out a paragraph on Hemingway's typewriter, a delicious, guilty, and totally unauthorized pleasure. Strange sticks, too. The rough textured cord grips are significantly oversized and turned slightly counter.